Thank you so much for joining with us on this particular Sunday. It's an awesome time for us just to come together and to worship our Lord. Today is going to be a special service, really, because we're going to dedicate the entire service to just praising the Lord, reading and responding to Scripture in a way that I don't think we've done at Charleston Baptist Church, at least since the Lord has called me to be the lead pastor here. And so I'm super excited about today. And I just want to encourage you that it is going to be a little bit different. Normally we have a certain way that we do our worship services, but again, we just want to dedicate some time to the Lord in a special way through prayer and praise. And so I want to ask you just to allow the Holy Spirit to work in your heart, to respond in ways that maybe you haven't done in a while. And so we're going to have a time of a personal prayer time. Maybe if you're with your family or with a group of individuals that you would pray together. And so if the Lord is leading you to pray silently, that's fine. If the Lord is encouraging you to pray or to praise the Lord out loud, we encourage you to do that. However the Lord is leading you to worship Him today, I pray that you would do it in faith. I ask that as we join together to worship, we would be mindful of those that are around us, that our hearts would grieve for the presence of the Lord. And that's why we believe this service is going to be so important, not only for our church family, but as we pray on behalf of others, that it would be important for them as well. Let us go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to just ask the Holy Spirit to be in our hearts and our minds as we go before Him this morning. Lord, we come to You this morning and we just say thank You. Thank You for, again, who You are and what You're doing and what You're going to do. Lord, I pray that as we worship You through Your Word and through music, Lord, that Your presence would be so full in the hearts of Your people. Lord, that if nothing else changes, we will leave our worship service together today, being greater and more genuine worshipers of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit of God would move in ways that would just confirm the direction of Your church, would confirm the power of the body of Christ, not because of us, but because of You and what You're doing. Lord, I pray that if it's peace that we need, You will show us Your peace. If it's Your presence that we need, Lord, You will give us a greater sense of Your presence. Lord, if it's power that we need today, Lord, that we would leave our worship service today knowing that the power of Christ reigns in and through us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. The psalmist says in Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations." The Lord is certainly worthy. He is worthy of all praise and all honor and all glory. David writes in Psalm 145, "I will exalt You, my God and King, and bless Your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless You and praise Your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable." We're going to take a moment as a church family to just spend time praising the Lord. It'll be your personal time of praise. If you're with a group of people, certainly you can shout your words of praise to the Lord. But I just want to encourage you at this time, as we join together praising the Lord, that we would praise the Lord for who He is. We would praise the Lord for what He has done, and we will praise the Lord for what He is doing. Spend time with the Lord right now. The Lord is certainly holy. And to know that we can worship Him through the person and work of Jesus Christ is a tremendous blessing for us. As we continue to worship the Lord, we're going to transition to a time where we're going to pray to the Lord. Things that we need. Pray for self. The scripture says in Psalm 24, "Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully. He will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation." As we transition to a time of just praying on behalf of ourselves, that maybe there's a place of confession for you. Maybe there's a time of a need of repentance. Maybe for you it's a time of restoration, that as you cry out to the Lord passionately, persistently, with specific things that are happening in your life, that you would use this time as we pray together. Again, I want you to be led by the Holy Spirit. You can pray out loud where you're at. You can pray silently to yourself. But ultimately, we pray in faith to the God who saves. And so I ask that we take this time to just pray specifically for ourselves. Let us pray. About you, but I truly want the Lord to be the vision for my life. But I know what you know, that we can't do it on our own. I can't be the husband that the Lord has called me to be. I can't be the father that the Lord has called me to be. I can't be the pastor that He has called me to be. And most importantly, I can't be the Father of Christ that He has called me to be. I don't know about you, but during my prayer time, I've learned so much about my deficiency, but I've also learned so much about the sufficiency of Christ in me. I pray that as we continue our personal time of just praying to the Lord on behalf of ourselves, that we would be encouraged by the words of the psalmist in Psalm 130. "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits in his word, I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning, more than the watchman for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. In the Lord there is forgiveness. In the Lord there is hope. And in the Lord we find tremendous patience. So as we continue to take our time of personally praying to the Lord on for things that we need, as we understand our deficiencies and where Christ is the sufficiency that we need, I pray that you would just spend time. Is there places of healing that you need? Is there places of trust? Maybe for you right now, you're just going to be silent before the Lord. However the Holy Spirit leads you, if you pray silently, if you pray vocally, if you just sit at the presence of the Lord, I ask that you would do whatever the Lord is calling you to do at this moment. Pray that the Lord has spoken to you through your time of prayer, praying for your needs, praying for yourself. But we also would like to take a time to pray for others. The scripture talks about the beauty of intercessory prayer. And so there are a lot of needs around us. And so we would like to just dedicate some time as we pray to the Lord, that we would specifically pray for the needs of others. The psalmist would say in Psalm 96, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples, for great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. So not only do we want to be worshipers of God, but we want those around us to worship the Lord. And so I pray that you would take a moment as the Spirit leads, if it be silently to yourself or out loud, even in the midst of people sitting around you, that we would pray for our families, that we would pray for our friends, that we would pray for Charleston Baptist Church, but not just Charleston Baptist churches, the churches that are around us, the churches that are around the world. We would pray that salvation would come even in dark times like we are facing today in our country. That the Lord would be true to who he is, that salvation would come to many. So at this time, if you would, just take a moment to pray on the behalf of others. As we continue to pray for others, it would be important for us and wise for us to pray for our leaders, our country, and for our world. The Apostle Paul would say in 1 Timothy chapter 2, "First of all, then, I urge you that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." As you pray on behalf of others, as the Holy Spirit leads you to either pray silently or pray vocally, pray that you just use this time right now to really think about our leaders in our country and the things that are happening in our world, that we would not only have the wisdom of God, but we would also have the compassion and mercy of God in the midst of the circumstances that we're facing. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. I pray that this morning has been a tremendous time of worship for you. I pray that the Holy Spirit has not only moved in the life of your heart, but in the lives of many. Maybe you're joining with us for the very first time this morning, and there's something that has happened to you. Maybe you can't even explain it, but you know that something has happened in your heart. We would love to connect with you. You can do that by going right underneath our worship service on our webpage and clicking on the connection link. We'd love to find out how the Lord is working in your life. If you are expressing faith in Jesus Christ for the very first time, or maybe through our time of worship today, you realize that you need to be baptized, or you have questions about what it means to join a life group, or you want questions about Charleston Baptist Church or places of service and ministry. Maybe there's a prayer request that you would like for the pastoral and support staff team to pray over, or maybe there's a praise. Maybe right now, as you have sat and worshiped with us, maybe there's a praise that you would like to lift up, and we would love to hear about it. So please use that connection card online, and we'd love to connect with you.